everybody, welcome to this edition of 10 Minutes With. This is Jack Hubbard, Chief Experience Officer at St. Meyer and Hubbard, and I'm thrilled today to welcome back an old friend to the program. About 5 years ago, I had the opportunity to meet a gentleman named Dan Swift. Back then, Dan was a pretty high-ranking gentleman at LinkedIn, where he helped launch the social selling business. He also brought Sales Navigator to the market and did a great job in creating LinkedIn's profile optimization program for sales professionals called Resume to Reputation. Dan is a thought leader. He's always been that. He stayed at LinkedIn for a number of years and then moved on as Vice President of Sales at Sprinklr, which is one of the world's fastest growing social media management technology companies. Dan stayed there for a couple of years, but Dan's an entrepreneur. So about a year or so ago, he launched a great company called Empire Social Media LLC. And Dan goes around the country now in a variety of different venues, whether that be in webinars or in e-learning or classroom training or speeches or a variety of all of the above, and teaches people in various industries how to use social selling as a social collaboration tool. Today, Dan is going to talk to us about executives and their key role as it relates to social media from a leadership and an adoption perspective. You'll enjoy Dan. He's gregarious, he's outgoing, and he's knowledgeable. So welcome, Dan. We're glad to have you on 10 Minutes With.
Oh, Jack, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. So today we're talking about the power of social media for executives in 10 minutes with yours truly, Dan Swift. So to give a bit of background, part of my organization, Jack, Empire Social Media, is teaching executives about the power of social media for business. And the reason we hone in on this so much is because the other part of my business is teaching sales organizations how to leverage social media to sell. So in an increasingly digital age, when you get alignment between executives who understand the power of social media and sales professionals who are leveraging it, beautiful things happen. So what I've done, if you want to hit the next slide for me, Jack, I've pulled together essentially seven key things that I believe that executives can get if they lean into social media. So should we hit them one by one, Jack?
You bet, Dan. That would be terrific. And I'm really pleased that you're talking about working with executives on this, because so often, and you'll probably allude to this, they model the way. And if I'm an executive, and I've heard this a lot from banks, where bank presidents say, "Oh, you know, it's only LinkedIn, especially, is only for recruiting, and Facebook is for your grandchildren and all that kind of stuff." If they don't model the way, the other bankers aren't going to use it either. And I'm sure you found that to be true.
So true. And I think about it less of what the bankers and executives should be doing, and more so about what their target audience is doing, their customers and potential customers. And however you want to slice and dice it, the bottom line is a large proportion of the population are using social media, particularly people who have grown up with it. So it is important, particularly for executives who want to stay relevant, not just to the bankers, but to their bank, to their peers, to shareholders, and also to the future talent that may come and choose to work at the bank. So I think that the first point for me is showing that your bank is innovative. It is so important in today's digital world, because social media, it provides a channel that allows leaders to be super transparent with the audiences that I've just mentioned, and on both vision and performance against it. So, and clarity of vision is what employees want nowadays, right, from their leaders, and customers as well. So bank customers, they expect banks and increasingly their leaders to be active on social media. And you think about this as a data point. Customers are, according to different reports, 58 to 70% of the way through their buying process before they engage with sales professionals, with bankers. So what are they doing? The customers are going online, they're going on social media to research products, services, read customer reviews, but they're also reading up on the executives at banks and at companies and asking their network for feedback on what is it like to be a customer of Bank X. So you have an opportunity as an executive to influence those discussions. And then the final thing, and I'll pause, Jack, is for me, future talent is a huge opportunity for banks because, again, you think about people who are coming to the workforce now, they've grown up with social media and they're actually more comfortable communicating with each other via Snapchat or Instagram, for example, rather than on the phone or even text messaging nowadays. So business is not just executives. You've got to start preparing for that influx of people into the workforce.
Dan, you see a lot of companies that you work with in Empire Selling. And as I mentioned in my introduction of you, you were so kind to, I call you out of the blue and sort of invite myself to LinkedIn in the Empire State Building. And you were kind to have me come in, walk me around. We ended up doing a program or two together. You've done this at Sprinklr, you've done it at LinkedIn, and now you're in your own company. I bet you've run up against companies who you would view as really innovative, really taking advantage of social media. And I would love it if you could articulate one or two of them so that banks could go to their homepage on LinkedIn or go to their website or go to Instagram or follow them so they could start to learn, okay, this is really what an innovative company does on social media. Who are some of those, Dan?
Sure, absolutely. So one that jumps out for me oftentimes from the pack is Nike. What they have done with social media is just phenomenal. They understand their customers. They call their customers athletes. And they're able, because of the leveraging social media and essentially identifying us all as individuals, they're able to target us with advertisements, but advertisements that are relevant to who we are and our purchase history and the type of things that we do in our leisure time. So their advertising is so powerful because of what they're doing on social media. And then outside of Nike, I always think of leaders who are doing particularly well. And you think of the Virgin brand, right? And Richard Branson, you think of him sometimes before the actual brand itself, which is a perfect example of how executives can leverage their own personal brand to drive business.
The other thing that's interesting on this slide before we move on to the next one is be a voice in your industry. And the whole idea of thought leadership is so critical. And I'll just keep going back to this model the way approach. If I'm a bank president and I want my bankers to be known and well thought of in the industry or in the community, I think I need to take advantage of that as well. And you mentioned Richard Branson. Are there any banks or bankers, and maybe you can't name the banker, but maybe you can name the bank, whether it's internationally or in the United States, that have really done a good job in this whole idea of being a voice in the industry, being a thought leader?
So it's a tough question. I don't feel as anyone in the banking industry yet have managed to do the kind of things, or even get close to the kind of things I've just described with Nike, for example. I think the main reason for that is that regulations and compliance have held the industry back a little bit, and only really recently have banks really realized the true potential and realized how they can operate within the guidelines from the regulators to do social programs effectively. So I would say that would be the first piece. But then I think for the opportunity to the first part of your question is, if you think again about customers of banks and potential customers of banks, whether it's LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, whatever it is, you have to be present where your potential customers or existing customers are to maintain them and keep that loyalty and show them that you are innovative enough to pivot and be present where they are and then service them with advertisements and the kind of services that they expect from any other industry. So I think it's super important for banks to really lean into this and the executive leadership teams of those banks to get on board.
Well, and you talk about being present. Before we move to the next slide, because I know you want to talk about, okay, if you're an executive at an organization, how do you get started? But I'm fascinated by banks who still don't allow their bankers to access LinkedIn at the office. And I always say to bank presidents, you know, it's sort of like if you want to make a loan to somebody, only get half of the financial statements and try to make a decision. It's impossible. If you want your bankers to do all the great things that you talk about here on the slide, that, you know, being a voice in the industry, keep tabs on the competition, I don't think you can expect your bankers just to do it on their off hours at home or on the weekends. I think you need to give them a tool so that they can operate with both hands in front of their back. Don't you agree, Dan?
Absolutely. I think a lot of it is we've got to educate banks and the decision makers at banks on what LinkedIn, for example, you mentioned that as one of the channels, is all about. And there's this misconception that it is, like you said earlier, just somewhere to get a job, and the fear of bankers having access to it during the day, that, you know, they may potentially get hit up by recruiters. The bottom line is, if they're going to get hit up by recruiters, they're going to get hit up in the evening or on a weekend, right? So that is a very naive way of looking at LinkedIn. And LinkedIn is so much more than that. It is essentially at its core a networking platform, the largest networking platform in the world with 550 plus million members. So not giving your bankers access to that to be able to leverage it for warm introductions, for example, to potential business owners in their regions, is essentially holding back the bank from growing. And also, with a shrinking banking market, and we've just seen some activity recently in Chicago, right? You need to have every single bit of power from LinkedIn and other social channels to succeed. So it blows my mind, Jack.
Yeah, it's interesting. Well, you got to start somewhere, Dan, and I think you've got three really good ideas on how to get people going here.
Yeah, no, for sure. So, and just to preface this, obviously we coach against all of this stuff in the presentation, but these three bullet points I think are key to getting started. So the first one, let's start with LinkedIn. The other social channel, super important, but just for the purpose of today, LinkedIn. As an executive, you have to put yourself out there on LinkedIn as the face of the organization, the face of the bank. So that involves essentially having a professional photograph, having some branded collateral behind your photograph on the LinkedIn background, writing about yourself in the first person in the summary section to educate people about who you are as an individual, as a human being, and your leadership approach, let's say, and your approach to business. And then let's talk about the network effect. So the whole point of being on LinkedIn is to build a network out. So taking your offline network online. And then why? Because then you can leverage it, right? You can introduce folk in your network to other folk to drive business. And then the final piece is, as the executive, as the leader of your bank, you can be sharing content. And if you share content with your network, then it just positions you as a thought leader, but it's also actually essentially driving awareness around your bank's brand, your products, your services. And to me, not doing that is just, again, it's just a massive missed opportunity, Jack.
It's so interesting, and I love all the points you make. One of them is, to me, is so critical. If you're a bank CEO and you are trying to connect with people out in the community, that is so powerful. You and I both have thousands and thousands of connections, and we have a pretty good habit of trying to connect with people every day. This morning, a bank president in Iowa reached out to try to connect with me, and it was like, oh my gosh, a bank president wants to connect with me. That is so cool. So if we could get our CEOs and heads of departments of banks to reach out to businesses in the community to connect with, that is pretty cool. And to your point, that then allows the lenders, the branch managers, and others to feed off of that CEO and connect as well and maybe get an appointment. Who knows?
I could not agree more. I always dumb it down to this. People buy from people. Right. So if a leader of a bank, like you said, reaches out to a business owner, that relationship then forms online and they can take it offline and then business can carry on as usual. They meet face to face, they build a relationship. And like you said, people benefit from it within the bank. So not having that opportunity to put yourself out there on LinkedIn it negates the ability for you to start that process. It's so important.
Well, you mentioned people buy from people. You are a serial entrepreneur, my friend. You always have been. You've had it in your DNA forever, probably in your family. And you started Empire Selling a little while ago. Tell us a little bit about Empire Selling and what you do for your clients.
No, sure. So what we do is we help companies and banks understand the power of social media for business and digital more broadly. So our programs educate executives on some of the topics and way more that we've discussed today to, again, help them get that education, that awareness. We also teach banks, the bankers themselves, how they can leverage social media, particularly LinkedIn, but increasingly they're looking for other social channels to leverage too. And also with the marketing functions, because oftentimes there's that disconnect between marketing and sales, and there's a little bit of friction because marketing are producing content and sales necessarily don't think it's the right stuff, but they can't articulate back to marketing what it is. So we help bridge that gap by providing guidance on what content to produce. And then finally, for the leadership, the people who sit there day to day trying to leverage social media for business, we have train-the-trainer programs as well. So we want to be as flexible and nimble as possible to help banks learn the power of social media for business in a way that is in line with the way in which they train and the culture of the bank.
Well, Dan worked for a little over a year in weekends and in the evening with a young child and another one on the way, getting a business off and running in New York. Never easy to do. But not surprisingly, Dan has been incredibly successful. And one of the things I like about Dan is that he is available, he is present. And if you're a bank CEO out there or a CEO of another company that says, you know, I personally need to get better at this social media stuff, whether it's LinkedIn or Facebook or Instagram or whatever the media might be, call Dan. I think you would certainly benefit from his counsel and his coaching. Dan, thanks so much for being with us on 10 Minutes With today.
I appreciate it, Jack. Thanks for the opportunity.
Thanks, Dan, so much. Great program on helping executives learn how to better adapt, and lead the social selling process within their organization. If you'd like more information, reach out to Dan at empireselling.com, or if you wanted to reach Dan directly, dan.swift, S-W-I-F-T, at empireselling.com. We appreciate Dan's time today. And if you're interested in learning more about 10 Minutes With, we've recorded about 15 of these programs. They're archived on our website, smandh.com. But if you'd like a specific program, whether it be Dan's or Meredith Elliott Powell or Kirby Davidson or any of the number of different social media, marketing, sales, and sales leadership gurus that we've recorded, just reach out to me via email, jhubbard@smandh.com or at 847-717-4328. Thanks so much for joining us with 10 Minutes With. This is Jack Hubbard. Make it a great sales day.